This is WOR New York. Stay tuned for In Conversation.
First, this bulletin from the WOR newsroom. Six members of one family have been found shot to death in their nightclothes in their expensive home in Amityville, Long Island. The only available information at this moment, according to the Amityville Village Police, is that the victims have been identified as members of the DeFeo family. They were found by a 23-year-old son, Ronald DeFeo, who is believed to be the only surviving member of the family. Six members of the family found shot to death in their home in Amityville, Long Island. We will have further details on the 11 o'clock news.
On November 13, 1974, patrons at a local bar called Henry's were asked by Ronald DeFeo Jr. to come immediately to his home because something may have happened to his mom and dad. By the time the police arrived, it was clear an act of unfathomable evil had occurred in the DeFeo home. Ronald Sr., his wife Louise, Ronald Jr.'s brothers John and Mark, and their sisters Allison and Dawn were all dead. Each was shot by a high-powered shotgun while they slept in their beds. By the time the sun would set on the next day, the surviving DeFeo, Ronald Jr., would confess to the crimes and was convicted on the 21st of November, 1975. The incident has become the most famous ghost story in American history. We know it today as the Amityville Horror.
There is a world out there that is as old as time itself. A world populated by billions of hideous, hateful beings, so numerous that if they took material form, they'd blot out the sun. We cannot see this world, but it can see us. And it hates what it sees. These beings don't take breaks. They don't sleep. They don't tire. And they don't ever stop looking for our weakness. So they can invite themselves in and steal your soul. The following stories are true. So is the struggle against evil.
What psychics and priests call demonic, pure destructive energy, as ancient as time itself.
This is the Deliver Us From Evil tapes.
Demonic, pure destructive energy.
Welcome to the Deliver Us From Evil tapes featuring Ralph Sarchi, where reality is scarier than Hollywood will ever be, and this evil plays for keeps. Let's recap what we learned in the previous episode. Long Island has been a hotbed of demonic and occult activity since the Indians occupied it. In 1658, 35 years before Salem would become infamous for burning witches, witch trials were being held near Amityville. In 1742, Zebulon Ketchum, the first of the infamous Ketchum family, is born near Amityville. Zebulon is known by locals to be an occultist. George Washington, well known to be a high-order Mason, visited the Ketchums in 1790. The demonic cult of spiritualism was begun near Long Island, and its creators relocated there. Seances were conducted and demons spoken to all across the island by Isaac Post and other spiritists, driving one woman to insanity. Was she possessed? Long Island continued to be a beacon to the demonic, all the way up to the time of the Amityville murders of the DeFeo family and the horror George and Kathy Lutz lived through for 28 days at 112 Ocean Avenue.